It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this weekend we're going to hear an update on the state of healthcare in Tuolumne County. We're pleased to be joined in studio by Michelle Fuentes, who is the president of Adventist Health Sonora. Ms. Fuentes, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
So first off, how long has it been that you've been serving as president of Adventist Health Sonora?
1 year and 6 months. Took over in on February 28 last year, so almost to the day.
So has it been a pretty good experience?
I would tell you it's been more fun than I expected it to. I enjoy it a lot. The amount of interaction I get to have with our physicians and our community has been very inspiring and fulfilling.
So you're still relatively new to the position. So for people who don't know about you, tell us about your background.
Well, that's a good question. I have a degree in finance, and so that gives me a lot of background in understanding our financial performance and looking at pro formas and that type of thing. But working in healthcare for 20 years, I have a ton of respect for the physicians and clinicians who work in our field. I've worked, like I said, in healthcare for 20 years now, been an executive for about 8, and have really appreciated living in Tuolumne County and working at Adventist Health Sonora.
Before we talk about some of the challenges with local health care, what would you say are the big positives you're seeing right now with health care and Adventist Health Sonora?
Well, you know, last week I had the opportunity to take my team at the hospital. We have 1,500 associates who work at the hospital, and we do town halls. So last week we probably saw about 1,100 or 1,200 staff members come through town hall, and it was our opportunity to talk to them about the amazing things that are happening in our organization. I think as a culture, we spend too little time focusing on the negatives and too much time focusing on the negatives, too little time focusing on the things that are going well. And there's a lot of things going well in our organization. For one, I'll just tell you, we have a hospice program that has just recently won a national award. They rank in the top 20% of hospice programs in the nation. And I will tell you, as a graduate, I had a grandmother who just recently went through hospice and ended up passing about 2 months ago now. I can tell you that these are true angels who walk into our homes every single day, take care of our patients, and take care of the family members who need them most. And so to be ranked in the top 20% in the nation is pretty phenomenal. We have a wound care group over at Covey Circle who for the last 8 years in a row has won the President's Circle Award. It's an award around having exceptional patient experience and exceptional quality with a median heal rate of 24 days. Phenomenal work happening over there. They're in the top 7% of wound care organizations in the nation. Then you've got our skilled nursing facility who was just awarded the 5 stars by CMS. It's a measure, it's a composite of staffing and of quality outcomes. And so when consumers go online and they look for a place to put their loved ones in long-term care, undoubtedly they're looking for a place with 5 stars. And we're always at 100% capacity and have a long waiting list. And it's no wonder when you have a 5-star rated facility. And then I tell you, last but not least, is our birth center. So mamas and their babies get to come in there, and we do a patient experience survey. It's required by the CMS, but we're scoring in the top decile in the nation. And when we look at just our nurse composite, how our patients feel about their nurses, they're scoring in the top percent. So I could tell you there are maybe less than a dozen hospitals in the nation that are performing better than Adventist Health Sonora's birth center. So I'm really proud of some of the results that we're producing at Adventist Health Sonora.
Being kind of a rural community, is it kind of a rarity to have a birth center in a town like this?
You know, it actually is. It's more rare than people think it is, I believe. Having a birth center requires a lot of support services that go along with it. You have to have surgeons and anesthesiologists and ORs, and many hospitals, actually, when they're part of a big system, look to consolidate birth centers so that they can try to optimize their cost. And so having one here is, I think, a blessing for our community. We have about 550 births in this community every single year. For the last decade, it's been about that number. So it makes it easy to predict what's going to happen. But yeah, it's a blessing. And it's actually, as a mom, it's one of the best things I think we get to do for our community.
Great to hear. Also, you know, turning over to challenges when it comes to local healthcare, what would you say are kind of the biggest challenges for a rural area like this right now?
Well, rural healthcare, I do think, struggles more with physician recruitment than our urban partners. There is a nationwide shortage of specifically primary care physicians. We are no different than the rest of the country, though I would tell you that as much as we have our challenges there, we are much better off than many other rural counties in the nation. So I tell you, that's one of the biggest challenges that we face today. We are continually working on how we're going to recruit and attract and retain physicians in our community, ensuring that we match physicians with the right community. We want to make sure that when we're recruiting that they have a love for the outdoors, that we can employ their spouse. So there's lots of components, I think, that make up finding the right person for Tuolumne County. So I tell you, physician shortage is probably the biggest challenge we face today.
And Adventist Health Sonora has been taking some actions to try to recruit more physicians in?
We have, and in fact, this conversation with you, BJ, happens at the right time, because last week, we welcome Dr. Ryan Carey to our team, brand new family medicine doctor. Excited to have him here. He's a wonderful physician. And the week before that, we welcomed Dr. David Bohannon, who's a psychiatrist. So very excited to have their new skills. And we'll welcome a few more before the end of the year in different specialties like cardiology and others.
Very good. You know, sometimes I hear people say in the community, you know, I have a hard time finding a doctor or getting an appointment or whatnot. For people who don't have a physician, what is the best way to find out how to get one?
You know what? We have a really robust website I would turn people to, AdventistHealthSonora.org. I would tell you that you can find the physician referral line on that. You can look at other physicians, names of physicians. I'd also tell you, if you have Medi-Cal as an insurance, that our rural health centers over at Forest Road are also seeing new patients. So I think there's opportunities for you to go and explore that website and find resources that can help.
Need to take a quick break on this weekend's Motherload Views. We're getting an update on the state of healthcare in Tuolumne County. Pleased to be joined in studio by Michelle Fuentes, the president of Adventist Health Sonora. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.